Poll, 87% of Americans say there is a mental health crisis in the U.S. by Catherine Hamilton on January 10, 2022. Most Americans think there is a mental health crisis in the United States today, according to a Suffolk University/USA Today poll released on Monday. Out of 1,000 U.S. voters polled between December 27-30, 87.6% say the United States is grappling with a mental health crisis. Nearly 10% of voters disagree and 2.8% are undecided. The survey further found that 59.1% believe poor mental health care is responsible for public shootings in schools and stores, 55.2% for alcohol and drug addiction, and 74.5% for suicides. However, 58.8% do not blame poor health care for passenger attacks on flight attendants, 32.4% do. 23% of respondents say 2021 was awful/terrible/bad/sucked when asked to describe last year in a single word. The second most popular answer at 12% was chaos/confusing/turmoil. And third place at 11.1% was challenging/hard/rough. Disaster/train wreck/catastrophe and okay/good were tied for fourth at 5.5%, according to the poll, which has a margin of error of +3.1 percentage points. The poll results reflect several other surveys and studies that have found Americans of all ages are struggling to cope with the current state of the world. In early December, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued a public health advisory on the mental health issues he said youth are facing from the harsh lockdowns and other protocols put in place during the coronavirus pandemic. Another poll from June 2021 found that 18% of Americans believe they can rely on none or one for personal support amid the rise in nihilism and less frequent church membership. Additionally, a study analyzing young people's fear about the climate crisis reportedly found that 45% of 16-25-year-olds say climate-related anxiety and distress is affecting their daily lives and ability to function normally.